David Abram is an ecologist, anthropologist, and philosopher who lectures around the world. His book, Becoming Animal, is a call to recognize the connection between our bodies and the earth we live on. He recently stopped by the studios of Wisconsin Public Radio and shared one of his most precious stories with us about the day in Alaska he rented a kayak and set off to explore the waterways in the southern part of the state.
It really was as if the sky was a bell and the hanging sun was its clapper. And it was so deliciously silent, except for the clish, closh, clish, closh, clish, closh of the paddle blades breaking the water surface. And every now and then, a water bird, a couple ducks, a cormorant, flying just above the surface, out of the distance. And then into the distance again. And then just that cloosh, clish, closh of the paddle blades. And I'm paddling toward a couple islands about 2 miles out, and way off beyond those are the snow-capped peaks of Admiralty Island, one of the barrier islands off the southern panhandle of Alaska. And as I came out the backside, the western side of these islands, I began to hear this fairly dark, cacophonous sound from my left down to the south. And I couldn't identify it. Sounded vaguely organic, so I turned the kayak toward the south and paddled down the back of the southernmost of these two islands. And I saw across the next bay that I was coming into the vicinity of one of the very large sea lion colonies found in that part of the continent. I counted over 100 of these folks all lollygagging on the rocks on the far side of the cove, soaking up the sun. And quite a large bull on my side of those rocks got up on his front flippers and with his whole torso leaning forward started bellowing at me. Arr! Arr! And then two or three other bulls up on there flippers. Arr, arr. And then all of these sea lions seemed to be leaning up and hollering bloody murder. Arr, 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 arr. And so I put the paddle down and spontaneously found myself doing something that, well, it's kind of a secret I had learned when I'd been skiing, backcountry skiing in western Wyoming, and had come out of a clutch of trees and found myself staring into the eyes of a mother moose. And she was very alert, her front hooves stamped in the snow, and she was just a few feet from me, and her eyes were locked on mine, and I saw one ear swivel back to listen in to the young moose, her child behind her. And at that moment, I found myself offering this very calm, single, mellifluous note. Ah. And instantly, I saw this mother moose just relax. And I glided on past on my skis and realized that so much information is carried in the sounds we make or in a simple tone. If we are relaxed, it comes clearly across to the ears of another animal that this guy is not ready to jump me. I mean, he's not all poised to attack. So here I was in a kayak facing this gang of hollering sea lions. But if I had made as tuneful a note as ha, they would never have heard me. So I was sitting there in the kayak and I started singing, but in as guttural a voice as I could. It sounded something like this. Arr! Arr, arr, but really as loud as I could muster. And instantly, all these sea lions fell silent. And they started looking at one another and sniffing the air toward me. and peering at one another, and there I was, this ugly duck sealed into my kayak, singing at them, arr, arr. And once I realized that they had all quieted down, and all I could hear from them was their snarfling, sniffing toward me, I picked up the paddle and began paddling, stupidly, I now know, closer, cutting the distance between us in half, coming to within about 20, 25 feet of their rocks, when that same bull, at that point, got up on his front flippers and began this loud barking, very gruff and clearly very antagonistic. Arr, 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 arr. And then two or three others began hollering at me, and then all of those sea lions are growling, arr, 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 and it's really loud, and I'm up quite close, and I put down the paddle, and so I'm about to launch into my own guttural harangue when the water just between me and those sea lions starts roiling and bubbling, and then the bubbles get bigger and bubbling yet larger, and then without any other warning, humpback whale bursts through the surface, this huge gargantuan body flying up through the surface, its pectoral fins dangling, and then it slams down into the water, and this wave of water washes over the front of the kayak and carries my paddle off with it to the right, and I just reach back behind me and grab the end of it, luckily, and pull it back. As I'm gazing now, this huge, gray, mottled shape floating now in front of me, sliding down beneath the surface, slipping further down, and then it's gone. And so I took up the paddle and I began back paddling very fast until I realized, you know, what am I doing? David, I have no idea where this being is going to surface again. I mean, is it going to try and upend me? I don't know. So I put the paddle down. I'm just waiting in the kayak to see what might happen. And sure enough, just off to my left, not a minute later, I start hearing this little pip, pip, pip of little bubbles breaking that become larger poppings. And then the water is boiling again, and then the boiling is overboiling, and then again, pow, that giant body bursts through the surface, but this time entirely parallel to my kayak, and slams down, and the wall of water from this whale's slamming down now sideswipes the kayak, so I'm leaning hard to the left so as not to flip over, and then the whale spouts, and the breeze blows the spray straight into my face. I'm already drenched, but now my face is hit by the spray. And then, whew, the fetid stench of its breath. Sewage-like, I thought at first. But then, you know, what a blessing to be inhaling the breath of a humpback whale as I'm gazing the pleated folds of its throat just to my left as it's now slipping down this odd upside down smile, and then this eye, oddly small for such an immense body, gazing me, gazing back at it, gazing back at me, as it's sliding now beneath the surface, and it's gone. And I didn't see it again. But I was left shaking in the kayak uncontrollably, a kind of slow shake, and I'm trying to calm myself down, because it's as if the great god of the deep had surfaced just between me and those sea lions, as if to say, not too close, mortal, to my kinsmen here. So I'm trying to calm down my body and take a few deep breaths when I hear this splash from the rocks, and I look over and see with some alarm that these sea lions have gotten so agitated from this visitation by their god that they're now all waddling down to the edge of the rocks and diving into the water, sort of wave after wave of sea lions now diving into the water and then surfacing with their torsos entirely out of the water, charging straight at me. Arr, 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 barking loudly, and they're coming on fast. And this is their medium. I'm an alien here. They can move with incredible grace and speed in this medium, and there's no way I could have gotten out of their way in time. And so I don't know how my own animal body came up with this, but I found myself suddenly dancing in the kayak. I mean, my arms, both of them, flew up over my head, and I started waving them from one side to the other, left to right to left to right, my extended arms. And as soon as I did so, all of these sea lions reared back and they started following my hands with their heads, one side to the other side, all the sea lions in unison. Wow. And they're not barking. They're not bellowing at me. So I kept my arms up there and then at one point just brought them down to grab the paddle. But as soon as I lowered my hands, all these sea lions started surging forward again. Arr, 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 arr. So my hands flew up and started rocking back and forth over my head. And instantly all those sea lions began themselves swaying back and forth. Very cool. Except as I pondered the situation, I saw that any time I even began to just lower my hands, the sea lions surged forward. So I was keeping them up over my head, rocking back and forth in the kayak, and I'm thinking, wow, interesting, interesting situation, Abram. How the hell am I going to get out of this? And my shoulders are beginning to get really tired. My arms are aching. After a long stretch, I just realized I cannot keep doing this. My right arm is giving out. And so I slowly brought my right arm down while keeping my left arm overhead, swinging back and forth. And the sea lions I saw kept their focus on that swinging hand overhead. So I saw my chance and I felt with my fingers and just grabbed the paddle with my right hand and sort of turned it over, and then without looking at it, just still keeping my left hand swerving from one side to the other, I started scraping the paddle with one hand against the left side of the kayak in order to paddle toward the right. And I gradually, stroke after stroke, I managed to aim the kayak around the right side of this huge gang of sea lions. And once I got off to their flank, their right flank, I brought down my other hand to the paddle and started paddling steadily out. And I didn't dare turn around for a long time. After 10 minutes, I finally snuck a look behind me. And now there were just about 20 of those sea lions following me, but at a nice, respectable distance, with just their noses out of the water. And so I kept paddling around that island and ultimately back toward the place where I'd gotten that kayak. But that experience kept me in a trance for days and days.
David Abram is the author of Becoming Animal,